Monica McNutt, Kevin Blackstone, Harry Lyles Jr., Tim Kalishaw. I'll make both of them narrator. He did it. Watch what the Cavs did between the first missed free throw and the second, by the way. They were able to run off 45 seconds to ice Grant Williams. Monica, is that all right? Is that cool? Let's go around the horn. Tag day in the NFL. Lamar Jackson is the headline, getting the non-exclusive tag from the Baltimore Ravens. $32 million for this upcoming season, but Lamar can negotiate with other teams starting next Wednesday, and then the Ravens can match whatever another team decides to give Lamar, or they can let him go and get two first-round picks from another team. So a lot is in play here. Ravens GM Eric DaCosta, we will continue to negotiate in good faith. Hopefully we can strike a long-term deal that's fair to Lamar and the Ravens. But another team can take Lamar from the Ravens. Tim Kalishaw, around the horn to you. What does it mean?
I'm shocked by this, Tony. I have defended the Ravens in terms of saying I don't think they need to pay Deshaun Watson guaranteed money that Lamar is seeking. That's a once-in-a-lifetime deal of a free agent. But I have thought they would go with the exclusive franchise tag to at least make sure Lamar Jackson is their quarterback next year. Do they think there's no market for Lamar Jackson out there? We saw Derek Carr get a job and a lot of money pretty easily. And Lamar's better than that. We can debate whether Lamar is great or very good based on the season he just had. We can't debate whether or not he's better than 20 starting quarterbacks out there today. He is. And the only thing that's going to be on the Ravens' side is so many teams overvalue draft picks that they all just shudder at, oh, two first-round picks, we can't do that. But some are smart enough to know if we can go get a potential all-pro quarterback, those first-round picks mean nothing, and now you're letting somebody else set the market for you because you got to match that deal or lose him for those picks.
Tim Kalishaw says he's shocked. How about you, Harry Lyles Jr.?
Shocked.
Yeah, I am, just because I don't get it, to be quite honest with you. You have Lamar Jackson, one of the, not just the best quarterbacks, one of the best players in the NFL. When you have him, your offense is second only to the Chiefs in scoring. When you don't have him, it is last. This is a guy that you need on your football team, because no matter what you get for him, if you get enough for him, you're still going to be trying to replace him and get the same type of player. If you already have him on your roster and your offense has been that good with him, with, mind you, weapons that aren't great around him, what makes you think that you could pick up a free agent quarterback or draft a kid coming out of this next class and you're going to be as good as you would be with him? So to me, this just doesn't make any sense. They haven't done everything that they need to be doing in order to keep him. And at this point, if other teams are going to be able to negotiate for him, I think they're going to lose him.
Harry Lyles Jr. is shocked and thinking they're going to lose him. Kevin Blackstone, to you.
Well, of course, I've said all along that I think that they should pay Lamar his money. Harry just laid it out why that should be. But I'll say this. I think it's a smart PR move. Because the okay. Ravens obviously have not wanted to pay Lamar what he's been seeking. So this way you allow the market, as Tim pointed out, to set the price for keeping Lamar Jackson. And if for some reason it comes out to be some outrageous amount, you can turn to the fans and say, look, we tried to do this, but this is way above what we want to pay. If it's something outrageous, if it's not, you just pay it. And you can still, if you lose him, you get those two first-round picks. So I think it's a play with the fans right now.
But is your job to make the smart PR move or to make the smart football move, Kevin Blackstone?
Well, it is to make the smart football move, but they clearly have not been able to do that over the past year.
Bring Monica McNutt in on your view of today's debate.
I would just like to submit the human experience in this conversation. Tim, Harry, you guys said you're surprised, but this has been 2 years in the making. If you want to be with someone, you do what you gotta do to be with them. That's romantic, but in the case of football, the same thing. Let me tell you this. I am a Washington Commanders fan down the road from the Baltimore Ravens. Give the two picks, give whatever you need. This is your opportunity to get the guy that can help stabilize the organization. Go after it. I think the market will dictate that the Ravens messed up. And KB, if they want to live with that, fine. But we can see the writing on the wall. This was not going to be pretty.
So you've already got the eyes here for Lamar Jackson in Washington, working with Eric Bieniemy now, the new offensive coordinator. Tim Kalischa, please, let's go around this horn.
Well, I like keeping him in the DMV there and having him with Washington. But if we don't do that, let's move him on outside. Let's put him down in Miami. Have him throwing slants to Tyreek Hill.
Oh, now you're an agent of chaos here.
That's
the Tua.
That's
my goodness.
Offense of all
Harry Lyles Jr.
I mean, Miami sounds great. I'm just disappointed that Diana Russini is already a poor that the Falcons are going to pursue him. Like, come on, guys. What are we doing?
Okay, so if you're Atlanta, you hear the report. How great would he look in that uniform? Kevin Blackstone.
Well, I mean, there are a lot of places. Like, wherever Aaron Rodgers doesn't land is looking for a quarterback, right? So those places, I think, are also in play, as is in D.C. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, right now, if you looked at the quarterbacks in the league, the balance is totally out of whack. The AFC has, among the quarterbacks you want, maybe the first eight of the first 10 or so. So, I mean, it's Jalen Hurts in the NFC right now. And then if Lamar Jackson, that's a play there an NFC team could make and really make the jump up. Okay, you mentioned the Jets. Do they have internet on the plane? Because Woody Johnson and Jets flying out now to meet with Aaron Rodgers. That's the report here. And that's our next story. Jets reportedly had conversations Monday with Aaron Rodgers. And now it needs to be face-to-face. Don't need to say any more, Tim. Are you feeling like this is going to happen? Aaron Rodgers for the New York Jets.
Nathaniel Hackett's on that plane too, Tony. And I know Denver fans probably don't think that means much. But that does mean something to Aaron Rodgers. Brett Favre ended up in Jets green, did he not? I don't see why this has to be play out any differently. It is a good team. It's a team that was, despite a hamster wheel of quarterbacks last year, was almost in the playoffs. You put Aaron Rodgers in with some of those young receivers and DBs, and I want to see where this team
can go. So you think this team is ready to make a move and they just need Aaron Rodgers, that quarterback, with the price tag that comes with that, and that would also be, you know, trading draft picks and or $50 million per season.
I think they can handle it.
Harry Lyles Jr.
I just don't love this for the Jets. It feels like you've got a lot of young, good pieces in place here where you can go sign one of these free agent quarterbacks for a more reasonable price and hope that you can actually hit on a quarterback in the draft this time around, because to me, rolling the dice on somebody like Aaron Rodgers, who is uncertain if he even wants to play football right now at 39 years of age, seems like a bigger gamble than you should take. But as we all know, because we are all college football fans and NBA fans here as well, once we're starting to talk about planes and contingency plans and camps, that this looks like it's probably going to happen.
Kevin Blackstone, are you on the radar tracker here for the Jets plane and thinking it's a done deal?
I was checking that out. I love these trackers. We need more of these things. You know what? I just don't understand it for Aaron Rodgers from the overall standpoint. From the singular standpoint, though, he's trying to be Tom Brady. Tom Brady went to a Buccaneers team that was sort of like this Jets team. Hadn't been in the playoffs, hadn't been very good for quite some while. But Tom Brady also had Gronkowski come with him. They had some better weapons down there. And I just don't see that with the Jets. I don't understand that. I don't think that Aaron Rodgers is going to turn the Jets into something they haven't been in like almost 10 years, which is a playoff team and a team that you
think
can
get to the
playoffs.
You don't think they make the playoffs with Aaron Rodgers as their quarterback? Whether financially it's a tough deal and they lose things in the future. Next year, you don't think they're a playoff team with Aaron Rodgers?
I mean, if you don't have the weapons in Green Bay to make that team get to the Super Bowl, what makes you think you have them with the New York Jets?
Monica's ready to jump in here and tell you they have the offensive and defensive rookies of the year. Go ahead, Mon.
I kind of hear where you're coming from, KB. Here's the thing. When we have the conversation between Rodgers and Brady, I don't think I ever questioned what Brady was willing to do to win football at a high level. That includes being the 40-year-old or plus 40-year-old in a room with 20-somethings in terms of making it work. There are so many questions about Aaron Rodgers' mentality that I don't know if it's as simple as everybody thinks just based off talent. Yes, Breece Hall and Sauce Gardner are begging him to come. I get it. But I just don't know that it's worth the price tag in the long term because you're going to have a very tight window to make it happen.
It's a Kalischa.
I think people are looking too much at last year. You go back a year ago, and Aaron Rodgers is the reigning MVP. And, you know, he loses Devontae Adams. Yeah, things fell apart. Defense had a bunch of injuries. Prior to that, he's winning 13 games a year, winning MVPs. You go put him in New York with Garrett Wilson and Hall and some of those weapons they have on offense, I think the Jets are fine and a contender.
I do think if he does end up going to the Jets, it's not going to be the same issue as it was this past year for Green Bay, because he'll actually be there working with his receivers and his offensive skill players in a way that he didn't do last year, which is why Green Bay started off so slow.
KB. Garrett Wilson is the one wideout that they have. Their young running backs got banged up last year. They really need some more help on that offensive line. I know they've acquired some guys in the offseason, but I just don't see that being.
There is going to be a musical chair situation at some point. Some team. And if it's not Aaron Rodgers for the Jets, well, the news for Geno Smith, the news for Daniel Jones and where they're staying, who's going to quarterback the Jets if not Aaron Rodgers? That's what they're thinking right now about Geno Smith's new deal. 3 years, $105 million with the Seahawks. That's right in with Derek Carr now, 10th or so, highest paid QB in the league, depending on how everything else settles. What he'll make for this upcoming season, $52 million. That's looking like it might be the near highest paid player in the league. Maybe Rodgers territory. So, Harry, on this huge deal for Geno Smith in Seattle.
I mean, great for Geno Smith. First off, on a money standpoint, that's triple the amount that he's earned over all the previous years of his career combined. But I think this is great for both sides. Just because when you look at the Seahawks, you've got Geno locked in. You get to see, hey, all right, does he still have what he performed last year, setting records for passing yards and completion percentage in franchise history? And you still have an opportunity, whether it's at number 5 or number 20, if you want to draft one of these quarterbacks, if you like them enough. Because also, what is a better player to learn behind than Geno Smith, who's been through everything?
Well, that is a hot take for a second. Just pay a guy who's going to earn $52 million for the upcoming season, but still draft a quarterback at 5. I'm not saying it's wrong. Yeah. Kevin Blackstone, buy or sell Harry Lyles.
I mean, I'll buy the idea of the fact that, you know what, this is a team that made a decision. We didn't know this was going to happen. Geno Smith performed to us, got us into the playoffs, and you know what, we're going to stick with this guy short term. This is not a long term deal. You can get out of this money situation. So good for them for being decisive and not messing around with all these other quarterbacks on the market.
Monica McNutt?
I'm just thrilled for Geno in terms of his story to get to this moment. I mean, this is a guy that was almost out of the league. I mean, you hear the conversation around backup quarterbacks and who gets multiple opportunities, and it's usually not the black ones. And here he is getting his payday. Also helps Pete Carroll kind of get back on the right side of a nasty-ish breakup with Russell Wilson. So I think they both work together. I love all of this.
It's good money for Geno. It's short-term money. Seattle doesn't have to. They're not, you know, hamstrung by this anyway. But they don't have to use the number 5 pick. They got 2 1s and 2 2s. They can wheel and deal, pick a quarterback wherever they want in those first
two. Okay. All right. So $52 million, one of the highest salaries in the history of the sport for the upcoming 2023 season. And you're all like, good to be you guys.
Not
there's
my money.
No money better spending than
every
other
year
people's
somebody's
money.
Gonna have
Isn't
one
that
of
right?
the highest salaries
there you go.
In the history of the sport.
Coming up, my favorite story in the show, when the Cavs ice Grant Williams, who already iced himself on the free throw line last night. Next.
What's up, kiddos? I'm Clinton Yates of Around the Horn. Whenever I go to cover games or attend events in Los Angeles, I'm always keeping my eye out for the best dressed person in the room. I saw Diego Luna at the Andor red carpet launch event, Star Wars folks, and he looked head of state fresh. Now you can also be that person too, whether you're sitting courtside, attending a fancy dinner, or going to a wedding. With a fully custom suit from Indochino, you'll walk into wedding season looking like $1 million for way, way less. They start at just $4.99. With Indochino, you can design the suit of your dreams and fine-tune every detail, including lapels, linings, monograms, pocket flaps, etc. A tailored fit from home. Set up your measurement profile on Indochino's website and choose customizations without even leaving the house. Look your best this wedding season at the table or on the dance floor when you wear Indochino. Go to Indochino.com today and use code HORN to get 10% off any purchase of $3.99 or more. That's Indochino.com, promo code HORN.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
You don't have to be a dues-paying member of the Lip Reading Council of America to realize Grant Williams may have said, I'll make both of them, to Donovan Mitchell. He didn't. He missed both. The Cavs were somehow able to delay 40 seconds between the first and second shot to ice him even more than he iced himself. And in overtime, the Cavs took it to Boston, and the Celtics mini slide is turning into a slide now. Last three games, they've blown leads of 57 points combined. Monica, what you buying, what you selling from Cleveland 118, Boston 114?
I'm buying the Cavs finding a way to win and the gamesmanship of it all. If you watch that clip, Tony, Grant made the biggest mistake by staying iced or frozen on that free throw line. Every shooter knows you gotta take a couple steps back, take a deep breath. But it's not like they lost to the Orlando Magic. The Cavs are a team that are gonna make a playoff run. They're poised and they're protecting their home court.
They have lost a bunch of those other games, though, that the Cavs needed superhuman Donovan Mitchell to beat Tatum-less Boston is another question I could ask. Kevin Blackstone, go to you.
Yeah, well, what I take from it is that they are in a real slide that you just pointed out. They're 500 over the last 10 games, and they can point to missing players here or missing players there, but you know what? We just saw that 16-game winning streak of the Bucks broken, and guess what? They just went out and started a new winning streak. So they're looking up at those guys, too.
Ira Lyles Jr.
I'm buying the gamesmanship from the Cavaliers here because as soon as Grant Williams said that and missed that first free throw, he was in his own head and they
himself.
Said they're going to make it infinitely worse for you.
Yep.
Because there is nothing worse than having that happen. But then also, so he had 45 seconds between the free throws, and then the Cavaliers got this to overtime, a place where they know how to win basketball games. They're 7-0 this season. That's the only third team that has been able to achieve such a record in that stretch in NBA history. So kudos to them.
And Tim Kalishaw.
I'm selling this particular loss being a big deal for Boston. I'm buying. They play too many overtime games, and the overtime, double overtime loss the night before at home against the Knicks, no Jalen Brunson. That's the game they had to win. Losing that and playing that long game led to guys not being available last night.
Everybody's all right with the gamesmanship there to take the 40 seconds off the clock? Yeah. Although Monica started a new trend for us. When you say gamesmanship, you have to go, Mr. Burns, gamesmanship. Buy or sell two of LeBron last night. Man, Bronny, definitely better than some of these cats I've been watching on League Pass today. Wow, Monica, fair or foul from LeBron?
I'm going to go a little bit of the foul, Tony, on this one. And it's because heavy is the head that wears the crown. You are the face of the league. You know how difficult it is to be great over a sustained period of time and how difficult it is to get to the league. I get it. You're proud of your son, but you can be proud of your son without taking shots at guys that have just worked their butts off to achieve their dreams. Kind of like you.
Kevin Blackstone.
How many of us with kids have not said, looking at some adult activity at some point, said, my kid could do better than that at this point. That's all that he's saying there. And if you saw that team last night shoot almost under 40%, that may have been the game that he was watching. I'm not going to name names.
I think you're trying to. Please, if you want the points, you got to name some names here.
Well, was it the Celtics?
All right.
The C's?
Yeah, okay. Ira Lyles Jr.
Fair in the sense that he is gassing his son up. Foul in the sense that it just feels weird to say this, but in defense of LeBron and Bronny, Bronny is actually one of the top players in his class, so that's why it's not as offensive, but I also feel like LeBron was just sitting there on the couch being like, hey, check this out, and then just let it rip. and to me, that was, you know,
so you
I appreciate
the bonding moment between father and son. Father and sons, I guess. Tim Kalishaw.
supportive of being supportive of his son. I'll always back that. But you're LeBron James. You don't have to flip around watching Trailblazers Pistons. I can give you the names of some nice British crime dramas on Netflix. Spend some time watching those instead of wasting time watching bad NBA games.
Go ahead, Monica. I'll give you the last word.
I will also, like, this is only adding a bigger target to the son of LeBron James, like, to his back. You know everybody maybe, is looking maybe. To get their buckets on him.
Everybody's going to have an opinion whether he earned getting his spot or didn't earn getting his spot. Absolutely. The target's already there. It really is. A parent obnoxiously in love of their children. I believe this is the most relatable LeBron's ever been. I love this. I mean, guys, can I send you some new pictures of the kids? Oh, we had a water polo game this weekend. Oh, yeah, yeah. And
hey, you want to see? I got a picture of Mia.
Exactly.
Last, swimming
I appreciate
right here.
It for that.
Yeah, but you didn't say so-and-so's kids are terrible, because look at mine.
Well, give me some time. Maybe I will. Monica McNutt, Harry Lyles Jr. Showdown in 2 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Other NFL news shaking out from tag day. Players reportedly on the trading block this offseason, per Mike Silver, includes Derrick Henry, Jalen Ramsey, DeAndre Hopkins. Harry, Monica, welcome to Showdown. Harry, rank those three as far as guys you'd go out and trade for.
Best to worst, Jalen Ramsey, Derrick Henry, and then DeAndre Hopkins. Jalen Ramsey was an all-pro in 2020 and 2021. We just kind of acted like the Rams didn't happen last year, so I'm not going to hold that against him.
Monica?
I agree with you on Ramsey being at the top of that list, but I think I'm going to switch the other two. I think I'm going to go Hopkins instead of the running back, because as big as Derrick Henry is, I mean, that's a really, really tough position. And we've seen older running backs still got some juice, receivers.
Well, tell me, Hopkins to Kansas City. Let's make things interesting here. Jalen Ramsey, pick a team, Harry Lyles. Make things interesting. We'll split the points since you both.
Jalen Ramsey, come to Atlanta.
Shohei Ohtani, 2 3-run home runs and a World Baseball Classic tune-up for Japan. Monica, the tournament starts today, which is actually tomorrow, because the games are in Japan. Is that enough to fire you up for the World Baseball Classic?
I mean, we always want to be able to root Team USA, but this guy potentially running into his teammate and Mike Trout in this thing is something you absolutely could get excited about. I mean, those are big-time bats.
At home in Japan, sure. And Harry?
Okay, but can we talk about this home run? Are we all Boys to Men fans here? Because that was the best performance on bended knee since 1994. But yes, I am absolutely excited for the World Baseball Classic. I don't know if you guys know, but I am a quarter Dominican. I am going with the Dominican Republic in this contest.
Wait, what just happened? That's the second straight show. Monica. Wanye Morris was mentioned in yesterday's show. Unbelievable. It's so hard to say goodbye to those references. FaceTime Harry Lyles Jr.
I want to shout out Andrew Voorhees, offensive lineman from USC. He was participating in the NFL Combine this past week. He tore his ACL and then went on to bench press 38 reps. Look, I don't know how many of you working or watching at home work out often. I can tell you it's hard for me to get 5 of those reps up. He did this with his legs
humble
extended,
brag. It's so hard.
38 reps. Props to him. He's not going to be able to play his rookie season, but he's shown teams he's willing to do whatever it takes to show you that he is one of the more talented players out there and available.
Harry Lyles Jr. bench presses 5 times, 225, with his ACL. We'll see you tomorrow.
Right now.